Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
I would block this guy.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's favorite time of week when Brandon K. Scott joins the studio and you get to hear that intro.
Text board is like a request line.
That's right. As if we're not going to play it.
They're like, play it.
Right? As if we were just going to be like, nah,
where's the intro?
We'll wait till next week.
I'm like, 11:20, guys. 11:20.
Hey, it's a nice little trick to keep y'all around, man. Stay tuned.
Well, don't
Scott's in. Stay tuned for that intro. No, they going to come back because they want it. Figgy put that bad boy together, man. It's flawless.
Yeah. He sprinkled something in there. I don't know what it is. Might not be legal. But B. Scott, Hiram Clark in studio on In the Loop. And it's time to get to B. Scott's thoughts after a 19-13 Sunday Night Football win for your Texans. It was a home opener. It was good to be able to trail you, be on your heels all day. Get a feel for what it is to be at NRG Stadium and be B. Scott.
Yeah, I actually did think about this earlier today. I didn't think about it like in the immediacy, but today before I came into the show, I was like, oh, that was pretty cool to be a part of Reggie's, all of us, right?
Yeah.
To be a part of Reggie's first game experience. Yeah. And then we even got to do some of it in the locker room and in the post game. So that was a pretty cool thing, a pretty cool moment to be a part of. But, man, as far as the game goes and the Texans themselves, I got two complaints and a win. And I'm glad for a win. I was the same way last week. But I feel like my complaints are the offensive line and Bobby Slowick. I got offensive line and Bobby Slowick problems.
Okay.
But I'll start with the O-line because I feel like, and I'm a little uncomfortable with this. I'm going to be vulnerable with y'all for a minute. But I feel like we celebrated a little bit too early, the offensive line, and a little bit too much. And I was uncomfortable with it at the time, but I didn't want to be the buzzkill.
Yeah.
And I did think that, look, when you rush for, you got one running back go for 150 plus on 30 carries, the offensive line does have to get some credit.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought there were a lot of issues with them as well in that game. And I was talking about it in game. Like, hey, the offensive line has got some issues. This was last week, mm-hmm. okay, against the Colts.
Yeah.
Offensive line's got some issues. By the end of the game, Joe Mixon is the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. So it's like, okay, well, maybe this is not the appropriate time to point this out. But then it happens sort of again, in this game where, to me, they could not establish the run and the pass protection was still leaky, okay? Mm-hmm. So now we've had back-to-back weeks where the offensive line has not lived up to the expectation or standard, I would say, in pass protection, and then now an inconsistency in how they did the run blocking in the first game versus this Bears defensive front, which I would say is probably a lot better, probably from top to bottom,
yeah.
Just a better defense overall, and I'll give them credit for that. But now you've got an inconsistency in run blocking, and back-to-back weeks, a consistency in poor pass protection with C.J. Stroud having to save you.
Yeah, this is where numbers will lead you astray at some points. And I'm using a roundabout way of explaining this, but, you know, you need a data set that's large enough for you to filter out the noise.
Yeah.
One data point is not large enough to filter out the noise by any means, especially when you're not able to contextualize it. And the context that we were trying to utilize was, this isn't a Colts defensive line that we expect to be very good. You look at the names, DeForest Buckner, you look at Grover Stewart, you got some names on there, and you're like,
Quiddy Pay on
Quiddy
the
Quiddy Pay, yeah, right?
Lala too.
Yeah, you've got names and you have reason to believe are going to play at a high level. However, as you start to add to that data set, you look at a couple of games where that defensive line has been mauled, and you go, okay, maybe, just maybe, that performance was less about the offensive line and more about that defensive line, right? Yeah. And then you come back to the place where now we have to revise. And the revision is, this offensive line is not up to the standard of a Super Bowl winning, a caliber team.
Yeah.
Is it up to the standard of even just an AFC South winning team? Because you need to have an offensive line at a proper level.
I think it was like first date and second date. Like, what a great first impression. Yeah. I think we all walked away from our first date with the Texans offensive line and we're like, man.
But then I got to know you.
That was pretty sweet.
Now they comfortable.
That was pretty sweet. Second date, you got a little expectation, and you got a little bit of, you get a little more comfort level, like Figgy just said, and you're like,
I ain't open the car door for you.
There's a couple things there that I don't know.
You got hands.
That's how I would put it. First date, second date. First date was, all right. Second date was,
Yeah, so I would agree with that. And even if you just kind of fixate on the offensive line or the Texans personnel specifically, it's like, I thought against the Colts, Kenyon Green had a special day.
Yes.
I thought Juice Scruggs was really good. I thought Shaq Mason was better against the Colts than he was against the Bears. You know, like I thought there were like some subtleties that were different. And then, of course, Juice Scruggs did not play in this game against the Bears. And I saw a couple of plays where that ended up mattering, right? Where they got Jarrett Patterson supposed to move up to the second level and block a linebacker.
Yes.
And it ain't happening.
Yeah.
He's supposed to move up to the second level and, you know, hook a linebacker, and he does not get there. And he goes, I'll just keep moving. Like, no, we need that one.
Yeah. That guy right there.
And I don't say that to get in the weeds, but I say it more so to point out there were differences that mattered. And it was probably premature on top of that, to the points that Reggie just made about, hey, maybe that defensive front isn't all of what it was cracked up to be, on top of the fact that, hey, like a lot of that was Joe Mixon going out there being a dog, running over defensive backs. Now, give him credit for getting to the second level. But again, Kenyon Green had a really big day, who has also hurt you a couple of times with penalties, you know, drive-killing penalties, right? Cade Stover had a big day as a fullback / tight end. Like, there were subtleties where we gave a little bit too much credit, I think, to the offensive line just mauling folks, as opposed to Joe Mixon being exceptional and a couple of offensive linemen being very, very good.
I think PFF agrees with you. We were talking in our first segment, do you have more confidence in the offense or the defense? And with the offense, they had three Texans offensive linemen in this game score under 60% on their totals. And those three were Kenyon Green, Titus Howard, and Shaq Mason.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah. So I'm glad you brought that up because y'all tell me if this is waffling or not. But I agree with Lopez and disagree with him at the same time.
You're not the first. Go ahead and ride that fence, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
But look, though, all of the evidence gives you what Lopez's conclusion is, right? Mm-hmm. You trust the defense more because the defense has outperformed the offense up to this point. Mm-hmm. But everything is still predicated, for me, with this team, at least on C.J. Stroud.
Absolutely.
So it's like I don't really care about all of the facts. The one fact that I can give you is that C.J. Stroud is still the quarterback of this team, and I don't know if they win these games with subpar quarterback play. I don't feel as comfortable about them being the only 2-0 AFC South team if C.J. Stroud is not the quarterback, even if Kyahmi Fairbairn is kicking field goals from 250 yards away.
Yeah, but I think that's when you definitely, and that's why I put it in that place, like AFC South winning, maybe, right? Like when we start changing the expectation, when you start talking about how they compare against, you know, the best of the best in the league, and maybe you'll come back around and circle to the idea that it does not feel like there's an elite team in the NFL right now, right? Like maybe you go to that place.
Yeah.
But still, we're projecting forward. Once we get past this first 4 weeks of nebulous, you know, kind of finding yourself, the team seemed to go through, especially with a lessened preseason. Once those teams start finding, water finds its level, right? Now is that offensive line capable to keep C.J. Stroud in a place where now he's not just having to make plays, but he can go and hit some of those passes that he was not able to hit on Sunday night that you saw were open, but it's because he's navigating and now having to get his eyes up and find the right spot.
I feel like I've been guilty of putting more, because you want to go glass half full, putting a little bit more focus on the dynamic nature of the scramble drill. Oh, look at CJ and Nico Collins in the scramble drill. Oh, look at CJ and Tank in the scramble drill. Oh, it's so cool. But why is he in the scramble drill all the damn time?
Right.
Oh, I'm very appreciative of you being in the glass half full, because I've been in the glass half empty and I felt kind of bad about it, to be completely honest.
But all of it is real, though. The fullness, the empty, like whichever side you're coming from, and like, yeah, they've got some things to feel good about it, about C.J. Stroud being one of them, but also some things to be concerned about. Like the tone of the locker room, we were in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They won the game, but you could sense some frustration. Some, hey, man, we got to be better than that. Like, we're trying to win. Like, this is not exactly winning football, even though we won these games.
Which you love that they have that kind of response. You don't love that they have to have that kind of response. All right, you had another thing you wanted to hit on, and I want to make sure we get to it.
Yeah, so Bobby Slowick. Like, I love the script.
Yes.
Okay, the script. Bobby Slowick can come up with a hell of a script, man. Mm-hmm. This dude understands how to script an offense for a game. Want to see a little bit more in the way of adjustment, though.
Yes.
You know, I want to see a little bit more in the way of adjustment, either, hey, what you're doing just flat out isn't working. It's not the matchup that you thought, or that they made the adjustment to your initial plan. What's your adjustment to the adjustment? I feel like either or both could use some improvement, right? And that yesterday or Sunday night's game was indicative of that. Without trying to throw anybody under the bus, mm-hmm. I felt like even the tone of the locker room was, hey, man, we just didn't adjust quick enough, fast enough. And I think everybody was putting the blame on themselves. I don't think they were pointing the finger.
No. Yeah.
But I do think that we can all acknowledge that Bobby Slowik is in charge of making sure everybody is on the same page on whatever the adjustments need to be.
Yeah, and the place for me that was very I focused on was like the run game. It's the question that we've been asking mm-hmm. is, hey, can Bobby scheme up a run game? And I think in week one, we might have gotten to the place, and speaking of getting over our skis in some ways, where it was like, oh, okay, Joe Mixon will fix it, whether it's schemed up or not. But apparently, no, you cannot and you should not place that all on the running back. We need to make sure and see that obviously the blocking is good, but then within that you're making sure to help him and give him the opportunity to be his best.
Well, guys, it's not just that, though. Like, it starts with, can he scheme up the run game? Mm-hmm. But the other thing for me is, does he know when to abandon it? And I'm using abandon loosely.
Yes.
Does he know when to go away from it a little bit when it's necessary? Or does he wait too late to recognize, hey, this matchup isn't as
right.
preferable as I thought. Let's do something else. Let's lean on CJ, you know, and maybe the leaky pass protection is a reason why he didn't do that. But I thought that the Bears front showed them very early on that running the ball on first down probably wasn't the best way to go, and he continued to do it.
I thought his script, to your point, was amazing.
Yeah,
the beginning?
To start the game.
Icy.
And the motion and getting Joe Mixon on a jet sweep and in the slot and outside. And I was sitting next to Reggie, and I was like, this is going to be fun. And then it just kind of stopped.
Yeah.
One
thing I always try and be cognizant of, because it's easy for me to forget personally, is that it's a long season.
Yeah.
There it is. But then like also like your game plan has to, and your game calling has to progress. It's one of the, it's what I call the, Coach Bro that used to coach in Arizona, that used to coach for the Cardinals, Texas Tech.
Kingsbury,
that was one of his issues in Arizona, was that the offense looked great until it didn't halfway through the season because he did not have places to grow to.
Yeah.
He has places to grow to, but I'd like to start in a better place in your point.
Yes.
All right, B. Scott's thoughts every Tuesday, 11:20 here in the loop. He's not going nowhere, though. We're going to keep it going and talk about what's popping. I think you got some more thoughts that I want to get to, but then also the Astros lose a little bit of a one worthy offense scuffles. Let's talk about that and more next.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.